As with all acts of intimacy, kissing with a narcissist is a very unpleasant experience. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth, literally and metaphorically as well. You feel confused and disgruntled because some of them passionately kiss in the beginning to leave an impression. Others can't do it. They fake it, but it feels quite robotic. You wonder what's going on because you feel like you're kissing an inanimate object. You are interacting with a robot. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we're going to talk about why kissing feels so robotic with a narcissist. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin. Your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before we begin with the main content, let's watch a small funny video clip that I have created using a filter, and let's take it from there. A narcissistic kiss is the most robotic and disgusting thing you can ever experience in your life. Why, you might ask? Well, there is no life to it. There is no love to it. It feels forced and you feel like it's an act. You're doing it with a doll or some inanimated object that actually is not participating in the act. You feel deprived of actual affection one feels when kissed. You feel you are hitting a brick wall, but you see a human being and you do not understand what's going on. The narcissist is not there. You're literally interacting with a meat suit. There's no one home. That's why your soul connection does not get reciprocated by the narcissist. How have you experienced it? Let me know in the comments. The experience of intimacy with a narcissist varies from one survivor to another. Why? Because it depends on the type of the narcissist you're dealing with. For example, if you're dealing with a somatic narcissist who captures his or her supply through their body and uses sex as a weapon in the relationship, then it's a given. It's going to be quite intense because they hypersexualize the relationship. Early on, the sexual connection is very intense and it keeps you going back. Some people say, I have never experienced something as intense as that, which later on becomes the part of their trauma bonding. These somatic narcissists who hypersexualize their relationship are skilled at pushing people's buttons from their past learnings. They know what to do, where to hit to exactly make you feel a certain way so that you fall for their trap. While as those narcissists who do not use sexual intimacy as their main weapon to target you have to fake it, feign it, because they have to make you settle for something so that you ultimately start settling for nothing. When they fake sexual intimacy or when they fake kiss you, you feel it's quite robotic. You feel like the human touch is missing. You don't feel like you are interacting with the soul, with the person. You don't feel that warmth. You feel a pushback because being truly intimate makes a narcissist feel vulnerable to their core. They always need to have the upper hand, the control, whenever getting intimate with you. You may have noticed and observed that as well, which is why self-expression is not even a thing when dealing with narcissists. Over time, the lack of sexual intimacy, physical intimacy, the robotic nature of the kisses become a problem, and you bring these problems up. And guess what? The narcissist blames all of that on you. Oh, you are not attractive enough and you have gained weight and you stink and this, that, and the other. They find a way to escape accountability. They find a way to escape taking true responsibility for the problem they are the origin of. As time passes and the relationship progresses, you feel like you are being violated, you're being used. You feel like you are being used as a replacement of a toy, and the kissing ultimately goes away. They don't want to kiss anymore. Even these hypersexual narcissists who use it as a weapon,
they stop doing it because they're not interested in any of that. Humans kiss. Why? To feel the closeness, to feel the warmth. Narcissists feel disgusted by that. They don't have to feel your warmth. You are an extension by nature and you have to serve that purpose. For you to serve that purpose, you don't have to get a kiss from them, if you know what I mean. You don't have to get those extras. You can just settle for what they are giving you, which is almost nothing. I know many survivors, seeing them, witnessed all of that happening, who settled for nothing in the name of physical intimacy in the narcissistic relationship. No hugs, no kisses, just getting used and thrown away as a toy. One might wonder, well, why did they stay? They knew what was going on. It is not that simple because of trauma bonding. When trauma bonding happens, brain changes happen, and so do the biochemical changes. I'm talking about the cocktail of hormones such as dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline. Mix all of these up and you have hell of a mixture. The narcissist deprives you of affection and connection. You don't feel connected with them. You want to feel them, you want to see them, you want to be seen by them. And the only time that possibility arises is when they are being physically intimate to you. Even though it is quite robotic in nature, it's like they are having that physical intimacy with themselves because it's a show for them, it's a performance for them. All that matters for a narcissist is the performance. But for you, being a non-narcissist with normal needs of wanting to connect with the person who is being physically intimate with you, you want to be seen. And it's during that cycle, during that time when they're being physically intimate, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins are released, which then makes the trauma bonding worse than ever. The painful thing is they become the source of your destruction, dysregulation of the nervous system, and they also become the source of regulation. It's not that they give you relief. It's by the nature of the cycle of this trauma bonding and relationship, they are the ones you go to for that relief and you get that momentarily, which makes you justify all their wrongdoings, step into denial, and settle for those small dosages. Do you understand how it works and why you should not blame yourself and why you must be compassionate towards yourself? I truly hope you do. Talking about those narcissists who kiss you passionately in the beginning, it feels so good, it feels so amazing, you feel touched. You may think, well, probably they were into me. What happened? I mean, did I start smelling bad? Did I change? What's going on? Do I need to change something in myself? No, that was not the case. It was a performance for them. They had to get that, wow, I have never had a feeling like that. Where did you learn that? How can you be such a great kisser? That is what they wanted to hear from you. They're driven by validation, attention, admiration. Oh, you are the best. You're the amazing. You're better than me. That is what they need from you. So that is the source of their motivation. That's why they put in all those efforts to truly get a hold of you. But then later, when there is no need of impressing you anymore, since you're already under their thumb and under their spell, they don't feel the need of putting in all those efforts, which tells us two things. One, they're extremely selfish, which you already know, and everything is about them. They're egomaniacs. Two, they do have the capacity of putting in the efforts. They know what the right thing to do is. They know what you want, but they choose not to do the right thing, because by making you beg for breadcrumbs, by making you chase them, they feel important, and that is what their sadistic pleasure is. In conclusion, I think it would be right to say there is no passion in a narcissist's expression of physical intimacy. It's always filled with dispassion, but they feign it in the beginning. They make it seem like they're full of passion. They're into you. They like you. They hypersexualize the relationship, some of them, while others are not capable of doing it They blame it on your attractiveness. The point that we need to draw here is it's not about you. It's not about your attractiveness. It's not about your sexuality. It's not about who you are, but what they are and why they are doing what they are doing. Which essentially brings this episode to an end, and we can conclude narcissists cannot be truly intimate in any way because there is no emotional body. As I keep saying it, there's nothing within that could sustain it. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.